Yeah, no, I think the entire human rights community faces that issue that, you know, everyone was already overstretched before the new technologies descended on us. And now we have to do, it's always, the feeling is we really have to do something in addition and you know, make an effort to understand what is happening and how to, I mean, the problem, I think, is partly the language. Yeah, mm-hmm. As you say, human rights remain the same, but we don't really know the human rights language to describe the challenges. Really, I think what I'm telling my colleagues and human rights defenders from all over the world is reach out to the communities. Mm-hmm. There is a whole tech civil society yeah. out there, mm-hmm. yeah? With new solutions and new ideas, and it's very important that we make a conscious effort to reach these people, and you know, and maybe do the bridge building also with the old human rights civil society in a way, and that'll also help us to understand what's going on. I mean, the problem is, of course, as we all know, these technologies. Develop so quickly, and you build the engagement with one company, and then another thing becomes the big fashion. So, it you know, there is also not a fix that will work once and forever. We just have to get used to the idea that it's a process that we will always have to remain on the ball, so to say. Mm-hmm.